The collection of DNA from immigrants detained at the border may soon become the new normal. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, it's part of a pilot program at two points of entry.
Authorities at border crossings in Detroit and Laredo, Texas, have begun taking DNA samples from people in immigration custody. That biological data is then transferred to an FBI database where it could be retained.
Well, as far as we understand, it could be forever.
Bill Hing, director of the Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the University of San Francisco, says while the DNA is for law enforcement purposes, the collection could be used to discourage immigrants trying to enter the country legally or illegally.
It strikes fear in prospective immigrants and immigrant rights advocates that this is just a way of intimidating, discouraging lawful immigrants from coming to the United States.
For now, the DNA collection is only a pilot project, and supporters argue fingerprints have been collected for years simply as a way to more easily identify people in custody. Matt Bigler, KCBS.